tired and worried. Your burdens with me you can share. I will take your heavy load. Come drink in my love and care. Come to me, all who are weary, and I'll give you peace and rest. Come wear my yoke, walk close to me, I'll teach you what is best. For a truly wise, compassionate friend, the load I give is light to bear. I will support you on my strong love. You can depend when you're afraid and anxious. Towards me, and I'll fill your heart with perfect peace. From fear, I'll set you free.
How does Jesus treat people that we may consider not worth bothering with? We can read or hear so-called facts about them and so easily write them off. But we need to ask Jesus to show us how he sees people. In Matthew 11:28, Jesus says, "Come to me, all who are weary and burdened." Yes, Jesus died for the whole world. "And I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you," that's a picture of partnership, "and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Tracy and I were in touch once with a lady who was doing a life sentence because she was accused of murdering her husband and her little daughter. She was utterly broken and wanted to die. The prison chaplain gave her one of my cassettes, and as she listened, a glimmer of hope was awakened in her heart, and she became a Christian. We went to meet her, and as we listened to her, we knew we wanted to stay in touch with her. Her story, which we believed, was very different to what some thought. But whatever the truth, she found the Father's forgiveness and beautiful acceptance, which totally changed her life. Have you, like me, put restrictions around those you think will be acceptable to God? Are we judging instead of loving? Think about the story of the woman at the well in John chapter 4. We only know her by that name. But Jesus knew her. Because of her lifestyle, she was looked down on by her community. Well, certainly she was no paragon of virtue, having had 5 husbands and living with someone else at the time she met Jesus. Going to the well at the heat of the day shows she definitely didn't want to meet anyone else. She was a Samaritan, and Jesus as a Jew would have been expected to ignore her, and as a man he wouldn't normally have spoken to her either. After all, Samaritans were not following God's true way, were they? But when she came to the well, he saw her inner pain and invited her to enter into the most intimate of conversations with him, showing he knew all about her, understanding her deep heart thirst for significance and love. He never brought her into shame, but offered her new life, the living water of his presence, and unconditional forgiveness to satisfy her thirst. In those quiet moments, he told her plainly who he was, and she felt so understood and forgiven by God himself. Gone was her fear of rejection and condemnation by the others, and she shared with her whole community in wonder and excitement about her encounter. So infectious was her enthusiasm and so deep was her heart change, they came to meet Jesus for themselves and said they believed, not just because she'd told them things, but because they had experienced his love too. He stayed there with them for 2 days, bringing hope, healing, joy, and God's wonderful invitation of friendship and forgiveness. Let us be very careful how we judge others. God never looks at the outward appearance, but at the heart. Thank you, dear Lord, that you are so much more tender in your responses than we are, seeing far more than we do, always ready to revive the flame of a smouldering wick. Help us to see others as you do, and to have your compassion in our hearts as we interact with people in these very difficult times. Amen.
Once at a well, Jesus told